Turn, if you will, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting with verse 16. Now, my grandma, wonderful lady as she was, and everything about her was great, I think. She didn't write this and wasn't the first to say it, but I heard her say it. Grandma used to say, yard by yard, life is hard, but inch by inch, it's a cinch. And my grandmother, man, she rested upon God's word, I guarantee you. Stronger Day by Day is the title of the message, starting with verse 16 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we realize that if your Holy Spirit doesn't open these words to us and quicken them to our heart, we will not understand. Lord, I just pray today that the Holy Spirit will fill our hearts. Let us open our eyes of understanding that we might be enlightened by your word. And Lord, if there's someone here that has trouble, that has trials, if there's someone here without Christ, God, today might be that day that they just turn their life to you. We give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Paul mentions many times in the Word of God that life is like a race, and we're running that race. And he said we are to keep our minds on guard. That means we've got to watch out. There's a lot of things out in the world that will captivate our mind, but our mind should be filled with the thoughts of Jesus Christ, and our hearts and our lives should strive to live like Jesus Christ. He set an example for us, and we should live like Jesus Christ. Now, when this passage begins, it starts with a therefore. And we are to think back at what has just been said. And in verse 8, let's look at verse 8. It says, we are hard-pressed on every side. Yet we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. So, we are hard-pressed. We're struck down. Yet we are not forsaken. Why? It's simply because the presence of God sustains our life. The Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keeps us. His power, it fills our lives. And like Brother Dan said, you know, I couldn't help but think about the morning lesson, Brother Perry. I couldn't help think about the songs that were sung and Brother Dan's umbrella and everything falling under the title or the message theme today, that God is an awesome God. And I didn't speak with either one of these guys. The Lord just kind of moves in that direction. But the presence of God sustains us. And the power of God fills our life. And the Spirit of God, it guides our every step, our movements. And the hope of the resurrection comforts our lives day by day. And the inner man, that inner man is being, the Bible says, renewed. Day by day, our lives are being renewed. God's presence sustains us. Now, we know all about storms, don't we? We know about troubles. Life's hard. Inch by inch, life's a cinch. Life is hard. I can remember in 2005, Hurricane Katrina came through Louisiana, and then a few maybe a month later, Rita, or 2 weeks later or something, Rita came through around the Beaumont area and up through, and the trees that were damaged and everything. There was over 1,000 deaths there in Louisiana. It was 174-mile-an-hour winds that hit around New Orleans, and the floodwaters, we saw it on television, and we saw that many fled for shelter in the Superdome down there in New Orleans, and they thought that was safe. And yet we know that the winds actually peeled the top off the layer off that, and it began to leak, and chaos began to reign, and everything just kind of seemed to break loose there in the trials. We know what storms can do physically to things in our life. And the devastation that we saw, and all the refugees that came out of there and came towards Houston and San Antonio and Austin and Dallas and even up towards Shreveport and Texarkana. Many people lost their homes. Many people's lives were just simply uprooted and moved, and many never went back. Verse 8 says, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are bruised and we are battered, yet day by day, the Bible tells us we become stronger in life." How's that possible? Well, let me tell you. In the Word of God here, Paul gives us a great example. If you look at this scripture, in the light of what is being said up here, our bodies burden us, don't they? Our bodies burden us. Look at what it says. Do not lose heart. Brethren, don't be discouraged. Sometimes we are discouraged. Amen? Don't raise your hand, but just think about it. Has anybody in here survived life without ever being discouraged? I just imagine if I started over here and went through the choir and moved across, everybody in here at some time has been discouraged. And Paul says that because our bodies burden us, oftentimes we do become discouraged. You know, we're growing older, aren't we? And our bodies, kind of, admit it or not, can't do the things we used to do. But Paul says, don't lose heart. Don't be discouraged. When our bodies grow older, it's okay, because on the inside, we are to become stronger day by day. I started out talking about my grandmother. Grandmother was a great lady. I just imagine she was at the age of 13. Her parents died. She had a brother and sister. And the reason I know so much about my grandmother is she left me her life history before she died. She put it on a tape and wrote it out, and so all of her children and grandchildren would have this tape. And if you want to leave something for your children, that's a great thing to do. Write your story down. Leave it for your children and grandchildren. They'll read it. I've read it over and over. At the age of 13, her mother and father died in Laredo, and she moved north with her brother and sister, even younger, but she took them and caught a wagon train. And they literally rode from Laredo all the way to San Marcos. There she got a job working at age of 13, cleaning people's houses to support her brother and sister. Life was hard. She stayed there for a year, and then she caught another train north. And she came as far as the big city of Recklaw, where I grew up and was all born. And she met her husband there, Mr. Leon White. He was a young man, but he was going into a business of a store there. He owned one of these old general stores in Recklaw on the square. I keep telling Zach that I'm going down there one day and we're going to take a metal detector and we're going to go around that store and see if I can find some old coins, because he always dropped a lot through the cracks of these old stores back then. And it was an interesting story. But you know, life was hard, but they survived through the years. Had 4 boys, 1 daughter. All of them are dead and gone now. She lost them all before she died, except her daughter. But you know what? Even though all the tragedies happened in her life, she never lost that inner strength of God in her life. Even on her deathbed, she was praising God. She thanked God for all. Don't lose heart. Even though our bodies can't do what they used to do, even though they might be in pain, don't lose heart, he says. It's okay. It's part of life. Not only that, he says, even though our outward man, that's the body, is deteriorating, it's perishing. Paul says the outward man, this body, this earthen vessel, is deteriorating. You know, I can't help but notice the aging process, because I'm aging. Every day we get a little older. Every day we find ourselves not being able to do what we used to do. Man, I used to could run. I was like a jackrabbit. Matter of fact, I was always hopping from one place to the other and just a ball of fire. I don't have that no more. It's done burned out. But you know, I still like to go and I still like to do things. They tell me that, you know, there's no professional football players probably up in their 40s anymore. They're wore out. If you're 40, you're an old man in the football and you're burned out in baseball. Why? They can't run anymore. They can't jump like they used to could jump. Their legs are gone. They've been bruised. Now, I know we all have physical fitness programs. They're great. But they won't keep your body from deteriorating. We grow older day by day by day. Just this past week, I did some work with Brother Tom. We were fixing up a deer stand, and man, he is falling apart. He looks like a big old fella, but you need to get in a physical fitness program, boy. I tell you, he was huffing and a puffing for air. I thought, man, he's fixing to have a heart attack on us. And Jody's going to get that reward after all. But you know what? I noticed myself, we were aching, weren't we, brother? We were aching, and we were lifting some stuff, and the next day, man, we paid for it. You know, the central nervous system connects all parts of the body. And boy, I tell you what, I could find them. I knew every part by the next day. There was 45 miles of nerves running through my body, aching every single mile. And I thought, man, if I could just get my hands on Tom today. But it's amazing how God has made this body, your bodies too. It's a wonderful thing how everything works together and it's all put together, but yet it's wasting away day by day. I was saying something about physical fitness. It's no telling how much money every year is put on physical fitness, but no matter how fit you are, these bodies still fail, don't they? I knew a man, he was a weightlifter, and he was a bodybuilder, and oh, he had a body, you know, most guys would just die for, but you know what, he did die for it. He died at a young age lifting weights, and in his 40s, he had a heart attack. You know, no matter what we do, our bodies are going to die. I suppose exercise is good for you, but it just bothers me some way. And I don't like it. I like that weight loss program that doesn't include exercise. Now, all that happens to our bodies. Have you noticed you can't, I have to wear these things anymore. I've got good eyesight far out distance, but up close I can't really see who you are. And, you know, our eyes no longer focus. Our ears no longer hear to the time. No, he's deaf. Our youth, we ran, now we walk. Our legs, man, they feel like rubber after a day's working. Some of y'all young people will get there one day. Why? Our bodies burden us, and our bodies are deteriorating. And not only that, our bodies are dying. Someone has said in his message, upon birth, our cradle stands in the grave. When a child is born, we say they start living, but actually they start dying. Now, our bodies wear out. And people say, I can't do what I used to do. And when I hear that, I know that their bodies are burdening them, they're deteriorating, and they're dying. Now, that's kind of depressing, isn't it? I wanted to depress everybody before I told you the good news. Don't lose heart, he says. The outward man is perishing, but the inward man is being renewed. Isn't that a wonderful verse of scripture? Paul says that renewal builds us. He says the inward man is being renewed. Romans 12:2 says this, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let your mind be renewed. How do we do that? The Bible says we need to get into the Word of God. We need to learn the Word of God. We need to pray. We need to sing praises. We need to think about what God has done in our life this week that is on the positive side. Some people are always negative, but, you know, I try not to hang around them. I want to be on the positive side of life. And that word renewed means our body is being strengthened. When the Bible says the inward man is being renewed, it simply means that your Christian life should be getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I heard about a man who had a pit bull. You know what a pit bull is? One of those dogs that terrifies everybody. You know, I don't like them. Two boys drove up to my farmhouse the other one night a couple of weeks ago, and I was in there by myself, and I looked out and I saw that they had a couple of pit bulls, and I walked out with my gun. And I was going to get that pit bull before he got me if he come off that cart. But anyhow, they use those dogs to catch hogs with. And that's all right as long as they're catching hogs. I don't care. But, you know, they terrify us, don't they? Heard about a man who had a pit bull. He was terrifying the neighborhoods. And one day he tied his pit bull to the post before he went into the post office. And he went in, it was one of these old-fashioned post offices, you know. He went into the post office, and a little bit, a girl come running in and said, Mister, you got to come out front. My kitty is killing your pit bull. He laughed and said, did I hear you right, little girl? And she said, yes, sir, mister, my kitty cat is killing your pit bull. You got to come out here real quick. And he said, oh, girl, your kitty cat cannot kill my pit bull. And she said, oh, yes, he can. He's choking on my cat. Some of y'all will get that. It'll take a little while. Well, Paul said it's not how physically strong we are, but how inwardly strong we are. You see? It's not how muscle up or physically strong a person is. The Bible says the body deteriorates, the body grows old, the body is growing weaker day by day. But it really matters how we are growing spiritually on the inward man, you see. How strong are you spiritually? Some little storms come along. It can be all kinds of storms. We talked about that in Sunday school class this morning. It may be a storm in your marriage financially, or a disease, or a sickness that hurts you and your family, or your children, or maybe some other kind of storm that we have in our own life. Whatever you put your prized possessions in. But you know, Katrina came and simply wiped out most of New Orleans for those people down there. And they faced a storm. They thought they were pretty secure. But they found out they weren't. And sometimes we think that, oh, we're spiritually strong. Nothing's going to harm us. We're in church, you know. A lot of people go to church often that think they're spiritually stronger than they really are. But some little storm comes their way and it literally devastates their life. And we find 3/4 of the churches today are empty of people that once served God, but now they are home watching it on television because a storm has come their way and devastated their life, and they're not as strong. You see, physically they were strong, but spiritually they never grew. And Paul says, that's a shame. We should be growing spiritually in our lives day by day. Ephesians 6:10 says that finally, my brethren, what? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And so many of our believers today are out of church because they've lost heart. He says, therefore, brethren, don't lose heart. Don't let the devil defeat you. Don't let the burdens in life destroy you. Look at verse 14. Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus Christ will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. How strong are you? What would keep you out of church this morning? How big a storm? I got news for you. Like we said, you're either going to have a storm, you're in a storm, or you're coming out of a storm. What's keeping you from serving God? Are you as strong as you thought you were? You see, when we're strong in the Lord, things don't bother us. Oh, we learned that they come and go. I always say it will pass. Look what Paul says. He says, we're hard-pressed on every side, yet we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Oh, we face storms. But he says, we're daily renewed by our growth in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How strong are you? I would hope that as you receive Christ, you would grow daily in His Word. I tell people, anybody that walks down and makes a decision, now listen, that's just a step of faith to trust Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you are a babe in Christ. It doesn't matter if you're 6 years old or 5 years old or you're 90 years old. When you start out your Christian walk, you are a babe in Christ. If you don't grow, the old devil will come along and you will live a defeated life because the Bible says we need to grow. And with each passing day, we're getting older, and our walk with God needs to be getting stronger and stronger, better and better. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before because the storms come, and we need to be strengthened in our life. I've watched so many people who unfortunately have grown bitter with age. And we should grow better with age, shouldn't we? Instead of getting bitter, they say, I don't know what to do. I don't know why God let this happen to me. You know, we always blame things on God, don't we? And he says, no, you should grow in the Word. You should know that we are to grow spiritually. Paul says, don't lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, the inward man is renewed day by day. And he calls it a light affliction. Well, a spiritual growth. Then a spiritual enablement. Paul describes as these things as perplexing and happening in life. And even though he was in despair, he was not forsaken. He knew that the Bible tells us in all things, God works all things together for good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. We've heard that passage of Scripture. And yet if we don't know the Word of God, we haven't renewed our minds upon the Word of God. We haven't fed our lives with the Word of God. Yes, we can know that that's in the Bible, but applying it to our heart won't be there, and we will not know how to walk spiritually. He describes these things as light afflictions, despair, burdens. Think about it. What came your way this week? What came your way this week that caused you to face a storm? What did you do with that burden? Did you worry about it? Did you cause yourself to lose sleep? I have a problem with sleep anyhow. But I don't think it's about worry. Folks, God says, I will take care of you. If you'll look to me, if you'll put your faith in Christ Jesus, you see, what about your life? Has it grown stronger? Well, the body burdens us, and the renewal builds us. And then the last thing I want you to look at for our light affliction, which is but how long? For a moment. Now, you may think, well, a moment sure seems a long time. It seems like a lifetime. But let me tell you something. Lifetime is very short, isn't it? I can look back just yesterday. I was a little kid running around in the house over at Recklaw. And then I was just a little kid learning how to ride my bicycle. And I was just a little kid getting my first job. And you know what? Life just kind of passed by pretty quick. And you know what? It won't be long till God calls me home. Oh, it won't be long. I used to think, well, when I was a child, I looked up at my dad and said, man, daddy's an older fella. And now I'm past where he was. It wasn't so old after all, but life flies by, doesn't it? But we have a realization that blesses us. Look at what it says. But for a moment is working for us. Things are working for us, it says. Our light affliction is working for us. This is but for a moment. You see, storms pass. I want to read you this scripture. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes, more measure in prison, more frequently in death often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among the false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what comes upon me daily. My concern for the churches. You look at Paul in his life, and he says, all of these things, all these trials are but light afflictions, folks, for he knows they will pass. And Paul says, all of these things are working for us, it says in the Bible. They're working for us in verse 17. A far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. You see, so often we say, oh, the Lord is putting us through all of this misery. And we fail to recognize that we're going through these trials and strifes that we might grow, that our inner strength might be made complete. No matter what you're facing today, Paul said, it works for us. We may not see it at the time, but trust God's plan. We've got to put our faith in God. Trust God. Things will work out. Things will work out. All things, the Bible says, good or bad. It doesn't say all things are good. It says all things, good or bad. All work for us. Somehow God is putting it and meshing it together that through all the heartaches, all the trials, all the troubles, all the storms that come through life will work out for us. Verse 18 says, some things are waiting for us. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is not all there is, Paul says. Oh, life. Our bodies fail us. Our bodies are deteriorating. Our bodies are dying. We're going through storms, but they're working in us spiritually to make us stronger. And that's not all there is, he says. There's coming a better day. I can't help but think about the little missionary that was in Africa. I've told this story many times. He was in Africa for his life career. He had went through struggles and malaria and all the things in life. And him and his little wife were on the way home on that ship. But President had been over there hunting big game. And when he got to the dock in America, the bands were playing. And he thought, man, how nice. All of these bands are come out to welcome me home. But he didn't realize the president was on board and they were welcoming him home. And when he found out, he was crushed. And he says to his wife, he says, you know, why? I've given my life on the field for God for over 30 years. Malaria. We fought battle after battle. And this man goes and he kills some animals and he comes home and the bands are all welcoming him. And she said, honey, you're not home yet. Think about it. The Bible says when, oh, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. There's a better day coming. We're not home yet, folks. We're not home yet. Though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is renewed day by day. So don't lose heart. Let me ask you this. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ today? Have you ever trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you walk out of the back of that door and you fall dead, or you fall dead even before you walk out of the back of the door, How are you going to stand before God? Is he your Savior or is he going to be your judge? If you die without Christ, he will say, depart from me, I never knew you. But if you die with Christ, he's going to say, welcome home. Welcome home. How do you stand with Jesus Christ? If you've never invited him into your life, I'm going to give an invitation in just a moment. If you want Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is by faith trust him. You believe what the Word of God says is true. You believe that Christ died for your sins, that you need a Savior, and he's the payment for your sin. He says, I'm the only way to heaven. Nobody, nowhere else. You've got to come through me. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. All you have to do is by faith. Oh, preacher, I don't understand all that. All you have to understand is that you need a Savior, and you are a sinner, and Christ is a Savior, and you want him to come in your life. Then you start your growth, like I said, as a newborn Christian. You get in a church. You start getting in a Bible study. We'll find you a Sunday school class. You can get to learning the Word of God. You begin to grow day by day by day that the inward man becomes strong. One day you'll face death knowing that this life is not all there is. That my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness. I have a home prepared for me. He said he prepared. Let me ask you another question. Is there a storm in your life that's keeping you from serving God? If so, give it to Jesus Christ and get to serving God. Stronger, build your life. Oh, he'll see you through. Don't lose heart. This is just a light affliction, and you're not home yet. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your word, stronger day by day. Lord, let us grow in our spiritual life stronger. If there's someone here that needs to make a decision, looking for a church home, Lord, got a problem in their life, let them turn it over to you. Need you as their Lord and Savior, let them come. For it's in your precious name we ask. Amen.